Item number seven. Madam Clerk.
Item number seven is from the Director of Community Business Development Partners, informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Mark Phillips, Interim Contract Compliance Manager with Community Business Development Partners. Ms. Webb is out of town attending an airport conference. Just wanted to present the waiver for the month of June, information-only waiver report. In it, you'll notice that there were two professional service contracts that were given waivers, one for the medical examiner for forensic toxicology purposes, and the other for assistance to the corporation counsel at the General Mitchell International Airport. This particular firm has specific history and experience with the airport operations and has been utilized in previous years, and that's why the waiver was extended to them. Obviously, with the medical examiner, that's also a quite specialized service being provided.
Questions by Supervisor Romulus.
Thank you. I'm not going to hold up either one of these items, but I just want to state for the record that I personally am just a little offended that we would give a waiver to a law firm, knowing that Milwaukee has some wonderful law firms that are headed by people of color. And so I think it is a little, at least to me, it's a little offensive that we would do that. I understand about law firms being specialized. I get that. But at the same time, again, I know that we have some great, wonderful law firms that are headed by, by people of color. And so I think before you give a waiver out to a law firm, you at least, have conversations with other people that would be willing to do that. Even if you did a part, even if you gave them part of that, I think, I've repeatedly said that I have issues giving waivers. With the medical examiner's office, I mean, that's a little bit different. It is, but at the same time, I personally know of individuals who are people of color who are, pathologists and work in that field, and it's very hard to get into that field. And so, to just kind of discredit and say, well, I think because it's this field, we should just go ahead and give this waiver. I have a really hard time with it, so I just wanted to state that. And again, I'm not going to try to hold this up, but I really would like to see us, do better in the future. I think right now, honestly, we're at a point where if you look hard enough, you'll find somebody in each and every single, career and category that we need. And we, I feel, as Milwaukee County, just need to do a better job of getting out there and actually finding these individuals because they're there. We have so many different, groups, from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to the Black Chamber of Commerce to the, we have Hugh, we have the Wisconsin Hispanic Entrepreneurial Network with Nelson Solier. I mean, any of these people, you could call them and say, Homer Keys. Call them and say, hey, I'm looking for this particular, field. Do you have somebody who can, who we can bring in? And I think that's what we need to do more than we need to just say, well, we just can't find anybody. So that's my soapbox. I will get down now, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I wanted to let the committee know this whole issue, multiple members of this committee have brought this up, and when Supervisor Lipscomb was interim chair, he took a leadership role in trying to start working on this. Ms. Webb has been at that conference. It's a 2 week, or it was a significant time period, and knew we missed this meeting, but kind of start that ball rolling. Mr. Phillips and I met as well last week, and there will be, if you remember the last meeting that we had, we talked about kind of what departments are kind of having issues with timely requests to this department. There's other issues as well, as far as some of the departments will certainly follow the timelines, but they'll do participation on the project overall rather than on specific components of it, which the goal of the project is to have the participation met on every single sub-piece. So The anticipation is that we'll either do a pretty comprehensive report with the department, probably September. I'm not sure we'll be ready for July, but we're looking at options for sanctions. It's interesting that you picked up on the airport that has had some issues.
Yeah.
In their processes, so they will be focusing on some of the key areas and key departments where the participation, either actual numbers of waivers or kind of departments having difficulties in following the full intent of the process, with recommendations on what we could do to move forward. And then I know other members of this committee are working on that as well, with specific recommendations too. So I think we're slowly getting to where you want to get to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
If I may just add very, very quickly also, is that we continue to do outreach to firms when we identify areas where there's a lack of participation or people are getting waivers just because we don't have people in our database. So we do try to outreach to potential new registrants, basically. You have to be part of the registry in order to qualify for the DVE credit. And so that's one area where we're lacking, is that we just have holes in that system. We do outreach as much as we can, and we will have our business expo coming up on November 30th, in which we work extensively with Mr. Solar and other community groups, as well as the Hmong Association, Hmong Friendship Association also in addition, because we are trying to reach out to all areas of the community and not just focus on the more historical peoples of color, being Latinos and black Africans in America, but also reaching out to the Hmong populations as well as the Native American population, and in addition, minority classification of females also, because we have a tremendous number of female-owned businesses and firms that do a substantial amount of business with Milwaukee County.
Any other questions or
comments? Just only to note, I mean, while we can always do better and we should never be satisfied, 99.32% is a big improvement. I mean, we've had some where we were waiving upwards of 10% of the contracts in some months. I mean, that was so offensive. So at least you're making great progress. And obviously, I don't want us to let up. But that's fantastic progress.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I think we're done with item number 7. And unless there's anything else, I think we're done for the meeting. Thank you very much. We'll adjourn.